Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together. Hello and welcome to another Shaping Portsmouth podcast with me, CEO Dave Humphreys. And today I am joined by Luca Frederick from Local Linked.
Yes, indeed.
How are you doing,
Hello,
Luca?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, actually. Exciting stuff.
So so as people will know, we record our podcasts in the recording studio at Spark. Mm-hmm. You've been in this morning anyway, playing Scrabble.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I try to play here as much as possible. I've not been here in like 2 months, though.
Yeah.
Because I've been back at home. But I get beaten every single week with all the local ladies at Spark.
Yeah,
And Chris is an absolute animal. She got 168 and I got 87. So she just wiped the floor with me today.
So
it's pretty rough, but it's what it is.
A volunteer role, come in, help just, Spark, just play Scrabble, mix with people.
I'd say I just do it because I want to be here, to be honest. I just enjoy it. They're like little grandparents. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool. So, Local Linked.
Yeah.
Local Linked. So, we know you, Luca, from the university and coming to us at Shaping when you were first setting all of this up.
Yeah.
But for people that don't know, Local Linked is your business and you're launching it this week, aren't you?
Probably. Yeah, it's been approved.
That depends on, obviously, this week depends on when the podcast goes out. Yeah, but at the time of recording, you're launching this the business. So can you explain to people what Local Linked actually is?
Yeah, so it's an app for students to interact with their community, and the community being the local businesses and the local charities. So we've made the app so that students can go around and visit cafes, restaurants, local independents, and they can tap, every time they visit, they can tap on the walls. We've got programmed scanners, and they earn 10 points when they visit. They don't have to pay a penny. And then if they buy anything from the shop, they get 20 points. And when they come to charities and do our community events, they get 100.
Yep.
So then they can use those points to unlock discounts at the local restaurants, and they can enter into our monthly giveaway. So it's all about getting students involved, allowing them to sort of build that relationship with their communities. You know, do it for free. They can get better deals. It's just about sort of getting students out from that commercial road area, stop them shopping at these big, you know, commercial shops and actually spending money at the local places.
How did the idea come about? What led you to start looking at it in the first place?
It was Spark itself. So I was used to volunteering a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Gotten a lot busier recently. But yeah, I've been here for maybe 3 years, I think, maybe a little bit longer. I used to be here when they were in the South Sea Library.
Mm-hmm.
I met Becky at a networking event. I didn't want to be there. I didn't really know what I was doing because I didn't have any business or anything. Yeah. But I just listened to her talk and I was like, yeah, cool. I was like, I like the sound of that. I was like, I'll come down and help out. So I just sort of came along to the library and I was like, this is amazing. I was like, what have I been doing at uni? Mm. Sort of thought I'd sort of wasted my time, sort of, and it's not wasting your time, but I just sort of thought like I had no idea what was in the community. So I started to realise like there actually is a community in Portsmouth that students have no idea about. Then I started speaking to a couple of people in my course, especially one girl, international student, who just said like coming over from Lithuania, where she was originally, she came to Portsmouth, just knew where nothing was and just felt so like depressed and lost. And you know, you're in these big accommodation blocks when you first move over with thousands of other people and you think you're going to like meet all these people, but like that's the opposite. You feel like an ant.
Yeah.
And she just like, had no idea where to find anything, and it took her stepping out of her comfort bubble to actually find people and the community that she actually wanted to get involved with. So I just sort of realised, I looked into it and I just sort of thought that, you know, there wasn't anything really telling students that there was anything in their community. And I've always been big on shopping local anyway, so I thought, why not try and like just put it all on a big, like, I thought website to begin with, but then I realised students are lazy. So they need an incentive to actually get out and actually sort of get involved. So I just thought, yeah. So I looked at, I started with a Discord. That failed. Tried to do a website. That didn't really work. So I was like, I need to do an app. That's when obviously you guys helped out massively. Gave me the students at the Portsmouth City Council. No, not Portsmouth City Council.
City of Portsmouth College.
And yeah, they did some work experience and helped out, and it sort of gradually just kept going and going and going from there. So yeah, that's the idea.
So we've got an app that directs people round to local businesses, and a lot of these are local Portsmouth businesses that you probably wouldn't even think of going, because you'd be drawn to the big named known brands.
Yeah.
So you're not just connecting students to the local community, but you're also promoting those local community businesses and groups.
Well, I think it's also like the special thing that I like about it is like a great example is Merlin.
Yeah.
The vintage clothing shop. So I walk past that like practically every day.
Mm.
And just from me, like he's on the app as well. Like he's going to be on there. But like just walking past him and talking to him every day, right? I don't even talk to him about this. I literally just go in there. He's like, I would probably consider him like a good friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I genuinely look forward to talking to him every day. And like, all I have to do is I pop in there and say hello.
Yeah, yeah.
And like that relationship I've built up with him is amazing. So I just think like I can't wait for people to actually just go to cafes and know the owner, because like it's we're all people. And I just think it would be cool for people to like have to not spend money every single time at a cafe. Mm. Go in there, tap your phone, say hello, and just like keep building that up. So yeah, like building that relationship between people. Just it's almost like going behind the enemy lines as well, like getting people off their phone by using an app that tricks them to getting out and actually involved. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
It is. It is. Definitely. And we're looking forward to seeing how well it goes. Now, so let's just backpedal a bit and go before Local Linked and find out a little bit about you. So you came to university in Portsmouth.
Came
to Portsmouth University. Where are you from originally?
Essex originally.
Essex. So what made you choose Portsmouth University?
Just the seaside. I thought next to the coast. I thought I got an unconditional offer, so I was like, yeah, sure, let's go. And I just thought, yeah, it sounds good to me. Didn't even visit before I came either, because it was COVID. So I was like, I was like next to the beach. It's got Spinnaker. I thought that looked cool. So I was like, it's either that or Reading. And I was like, it's a clear choice.
What course did you do?
Business and management.
Right. And how did you find that?
I'm still doing it.
You're still doing it.
I've got another year left.
One more year.
But it's, I mean, I'd say the university itself, I think I've always wanted to make something of my own. I'm glad that I've gone to Portsmouth Uni. I just think that for me, probably wasn't the best way to spend all the money on the degree that I'm probably not even going to use. But I'd say if you want to go in that direction and you want to be able to, you know, get involved with it, yeah, it's great, amazing uni, especially with the Linda, that meeting later, with the student startup team.
Yeah,
because I did a self-employed placement year. They're amazing. They are genuinely amazing. And like the facilities you get, I mean, like the Halpin House office, you get obviously like a hot desk. You can go in there. If you've got your own business, you can work in there. It's amazing. They give you opportunity to get funding, which I did from Santander twice. That's been a huge help. And just the support of actually just talking to them. And they actually like, they respect you if you're passionate about it. You know, a lot of people in the self-employed year sort of like took the mick and were like, I think using it as a year to just sort of not do anything. But I think if you actually want to create something, it's, do it.
Yeah.
You've got such good facilities for you to be able to do that. So, it's great. I'm a big, big fan of Portsmouth.
That's good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, that's it's now become your home. Your business is here. So, you know, and you've still got another year at uni anyway. The next side of that, the next step on from your sort of journey through the university and the support you got with the self-employed year there is kind of falling into us and Portsmouth Business Support Service.
Yeah, yeah.
So firstly, I know that you've got a mentor, because Brian's been on the podcast before.
Yeah,
we've done a Brian podcast. So
I'll give that a listen.
How have you found that? Have you found them useful? Have you found having Brian Harper from GRP as a mentor?
Massively. I'd say I've got three mentors. I'd say Brian's obviously like a huge one, but Becky,
here.
Been there since like day dot.
Simmons at Spark.
She connected me to Brian and Ian Skinner as well. All three of them, like if I have any problems, just talk to any of them and they'll be there. And it's actually great to have all three of them, because you've got Brian, who's like very like sensible, like, you know, he drives you and very sensible headed. And then you've got Ian, who just like says it out of his, he's cutthroat in a sense, but you need that as well. And then you've got Becky, who's just like, you can do anything. So you've got like three,
positivity.
Like, yeah. You've got three completely different like angles. And so mate, yeah, it's great. Yeah. I can't lie. Going to them with anything, just security. I mean, like, yeah, it's just, can't thank them enough. Hopefully I'll get to the point where I'm successful enough to be able to repay them all. But yeah, I can't thank either of them enough really. But yeah, I found Brian through Spark and obviously Ian.
Yeah.
But Brian's been massive. Brian gave me $4,000, which is crazy. I can't believe he did that to build the app. And then that was matched by Portsmouth City Council match grant as well.
Yeah.
So like having Brian there, if I didn't have his like £4,000, actually I was a bit cheeky about that actually, because I put all my own savings into the match grant to get the match grant. And then I sat down with Brian and said, you know, obviously I spoke to him about it and he said that he'd matched the match grant first. I'd sort of, but yeah, amazing. But can't thank you enough.
It's brilliant. So you know, you've had access to all of that sort of offer through Portsmouth Business Support, the help from the students at Portsmouth City College in terms of the original app project, and then the match funding to develop that and get it up and running. And it's been really good to see how that has all worked for you. Obviously the students and the college was an interesting, certainly an interesting one.
Yeah, that was cool.
And, you know, I remember, and so for people that don't know, a load of students at City of Portsmouth College on one of their tech courses did app design and build for you as essentially a work experience project for them in different teams. Mm. So it almost became a competition, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
To see who could build the app that you would choose as your preferred option. And I think we looked at, was it four different designs when we judged it?
Five
designs.
And then the two were very good.
How did you, because they all came in, didn't they? They pitched. Mm. They showed you their app. That up until that point, you hadn't seen what they were doing, what they designed. And there was certainly a point where one of the teams just said, scan the QR code with your phone, and they had a fully working app.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you first saw that, your kind of dream as a real app?
Yeah, it's, I had Becky and Brian there as well. And Becky was like screaming, so that was cool. it was pretty crazy to like see it come to fruition. It was pretty surreal to us. Probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like seeing it from like that stage, like that felt amazing. Like seeing that happen, but like it just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes even more.
Yeah.
And I think having like with the students, even though I've not used what they've built, that was amazing, because that allowed me to then, you know, have, they obviously built the prototypes.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't work like to the extent that I needed, but then being able to then take that and then go to, I mean, I went to 50 different development agencies. Yeah. And like said to them, like, you know, this is what I want, this is how it works, this is how it's going to look, and you show them examples.
Yeah.
And then like merged all their prototypes together and said, like, these are the mock-ups. I mean, but like before I'd done that, the first quotes that I were getting were $100,000 to build an app, which is crazy. And then I just kept sort of whittling it down, doing more work on that, taking their examples, using it, doing work on myself, you know, designing it all, and gradually sort of filtering out the agencies one by one. And sort of just getting lower prices. Obviously started at around 100 to $70,000 each, got it down to about 30, and then just kept going, doing more work, and then managed to get it down to $12,000, two at $12,000. And bit of a shameless plug here, I'm not going to lie, I did say that I was going to shout them out at the Shaping Portsmouth conference.
Yeah.
I said that I was going to give them a shout out at the Shaping Portsmouth conference, but I didn't get a chance to.
Yeah.
I just had such a small slot. But I said to them, I was like, I'm going to talk to everyone at the Shaping Portsmouth conference. I was like, I'll tell them at the stand that this is the agency I'm using, so I'll give you guys a shout out if you give me a better discount. And they were like, yeah, okay, cool. And I managed to get them down from like 12 and a half grand to like 9.5.
Yeah.
So just by saying that I was going to go to the Shaping Portsmouth conference, they gave me like 2 and a bit grand off.
Yeah. So who was the agency? Give them a shout out.
They're called Intellivita. They're really, really, I can't believe how cheap I got it, to be honest. They have done an amazing job. Built the app, they've built a website for businesses and an admin panel for us to be able to see.
Yeah.
So businesses can sign up, they can put their own prizes, discount and deals, and they have analytics to see like who's coming in, where they're selling, what they're buying. We've got an admin page to be able to add businesses, monitor the students, see how many users we've got, everything. And then on the app itself, have I showed you the app yet? Can I show you?
You can show me. It doesn't work very well on the audio podcast, obviously.
That's right.
But I've kind of seen the earlier version that you sent out to us. Obviously, you know, it's not just the app, is it? You've got the branding, your logo, everything. The whole, you know, you've gone since, you know, we first sort of met a year and a half ago when you were sort of looking at putting this together to a whole fully branded, ready to go business that you're launching this week. And, you know, it's
another thing as well with the branding and stuff like that. So I've gone, I think it was maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it for 2 and a bit years by myself.
Mm.
But well, not by myself, but about 6 months ago, one of my really good friends, Frankie, he was like, he was coming into the office and like working on his own stuff. And we were just sort of trying to come up with a business for him to do because he wanted to start doing his own thing.
Yeah.
And he just started helping me out of all these things. And he just started 3D printing all these keychains, all the logos. And he was just like, yeah, this is how I've come up with this idea. I've done this, done this. And we were sitting there, we were trying to brainstorm a business idea for him. And then I just said to him, I was like, do you want to just do this with me? So I've been working with him and we've ended up just going 50-50 on the business as well. And he has just gone, I can't thank him enough because he's made a website. He's rebranded everything. He's 3D printed all of the terminals. So his dad owns runs a 3D printing company.
Yep.
3D Defender, I think it's called. Big up, just say that. But yeah, that's like today alone, like Frankie's been in the lab, 3D printing all the terminals for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just like, I would never be able to do that.
Yeah.
Like I never even thought of getting to that stage, but having him, he can just do all these things that I can't. So yeah, he's just been like, working together with him, 10 out of 10, he's a great guy. It's pretty cool.
So obviously having gone from student coming to Portsmouth to study to now having your own business ready to launch, how's that journey been?
It's been great. I've always wanted to like have my own business. I've never really known what it will be. I've always tried to do different things. I just feel like this is like the perfect thing that sort of come together for me, really. And it doesn't really even feel like a business, to be honest, because I haven't made any money from this yet at all.
No?
Not a penny. I've not taken any into my own pocket at all. It's all just gone straight back into it, which definitely need to sort out at some stage. But I just want to, I'm so obsessed with actually like, I've been building it for so long, I don't really care if it makes me money. And
obviously we've got students, new students about to come to the city.
9,000 of them coming in.
Obviously the ideal time to launch this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what does that launch piece look like for you? What's the plan?
So I've been trying to talk to the student union, but I did get connected to one of their board of directors or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he tried to connect me to their new CEO, but she hasn't replied. So I'm going to just keep going for that. Going to try and get a stall at the Freshers' Fair because obviously that'd be big.
Yeah.
If not, I'm literally just going to go around outside with all my friends and just get them to have QR codes and a t-shirt and just say, download this app. Students that sign up, they get 100 points when they first sign up. So I'll just quickly show you, obviously they can't see.
Yeah.
So obviously they can go around, they can get their meal deals from all these cafes and places like that. So like Merlin, for example, like I was saying, obviously he goes there, you tap that, and you can scan it on those terminals that Frankie's built.
Yeah.
And you just tap it.
When you go in there and you earn your points.
And you earn your points. And it's as simple as that. I mean, it's a no-brainer for students to use it.
Yeah.
You get discounts. You meet new people. You get free food. It's why not.
So if people want to have a look at your app, can they do that?
Yeah, they can look at it, or it should launch tomorrow. You need to be a student. You need to have a UP address, though.
Yeah.
We do want to open it up to the public at some point. We did a video on Instagram. For Merlin.
So at the moment, anyone with the University of Portsmouth email address.
Yeah, can download it.
Can download the app.
And they can sign up and they can obviously get going. Right. Yeah.
Because obviously I'm a university student, so I'm looking forward to getting on
there. Yeah, you can use it. Yeah, you can use it. That'd be cool. anyone that's uni student, but yeah, like I said, do an open up to everyone else at some point.
Yeah.
We did that video for Merlin. Yeah. And that got quite a lot of traction. And a lot of the comments were saying, we're not students, we're locals. We'd love to use it. And I think, yeah, why not? Because then that also then doesn't limit us to just the student areas.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would just be able to help all the Portsmouth businesses. Mm. So we'll test it with students first. We'll really try and get it going. We need to work out how we're actually going to be able to sustain it as well, because it's going to cost a lot of money to run it.
Mm.
But yeah, test it with students, get it going, boom. And then, yeah, open it up to everyone.
Brilliant.
And then hopefully it'll work. And then you can hopefully open it to a lot of other cities in the country as well.
So, partway through your journey,
mm-hmm.
you've encountered us at Shape in Portsmouth. Yeah. How has that relationship been for you in terms of the help you've got? You know, what would you kind of say to other businesses thinking about, you know, I'm not going to sign up to Portsmouth Business Support Service, I don't need that. What did you get out of that relationship?
I just think it's a no-brainer. Because, I mean, like, I actually don't know how... It was Steph.
Yeah, my predecessor.
How I got connected to Steph. It was Unlock. I got someone connected to Unlock. And then Unlock connected me to you guys. And obviously, Steph told me everything about it. And I was just like, yeah, all right. There's literally zero downside to this. I think the only thing he said was, if I become rich and famous, I've got to help out eventually, which I will obviously do. But yeah, it's just really, really, you've got access to everything. I don't know why you wouldn't sign up. It's just business support, doesn't cost you anything. And obviously, if you're able to like support you guys as well,
yeah,
like the value you get on both ends, it's, you know, mutually beneficial. Yeah, I can't thank you guys enough either.
Yeah. And you know, we've spoken about the value of mentorship and how that's helped you.
Massively,
and, and obviously we've got a whole, through Portsmouth Business Support, we've got a whole list of different people volunteering to be mentors that can help out. The, you know, the match funding you've mentioned, we, you know, connected you into that the minute we spotted it was happening. It's free money. Why wouldn't you do it? And then there's all the other support. It was great to have you at the conference
and
be able to support you with the stand and the stage presence. The great thing is a lot of the people that will be listening to this would have seen you at the conference, so we'll be really pleased to hear, you know, you at the launch part of your journey and looking to see how that bit goes. So, and I think the point you made there, the key thing is it's free. Yeah. You know, there's no catch to this. We're not after anything. We just want to help local businesses. So, you know, it's great that you found it really worthwhile and really valuable. And certainly from my point of view, it's such a great moment seeing that app ready to go.
Yeah, it's gonna be
and
cool.
You going live. And yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we are too.
Probably you using it as well. That's going to be.
I'm definitely going to be on there. So no, a great job. And have you got any thoughts to the future? What the next steps look like? You know, you've spoken about obviously making it available to the public if possible. Yeah. But have you kind of got a plan of how are you going to do this? Where you want to go?
I think there's like so many like different routes that I want to take it. I keep having to like stop and be like, just focus on this, because like, I just keep thinking like I'm so like confident in it, because I just think students are just such a good resource to help, like for everything. I just think the legs that you can take this with, like, you know, being able to expand to like all across the UK, because ideally, why couldn't it?
Yeah.
So if it works in Portsmouth, and I just say Portsmouth is the best place to do it, because it's. Yeah. Smally, like it's densely packed. You can walk everywhere. You've got loads of students. The local business community is incredible.
Yeah.
The charity community is incredible. Support everything around it is just amazing. Like the support that I've had from you guys, the university, you know, Brian, the mentors, that's been amazing because of the community in the city. So like, if it doesn't work in Portsmouth, it won't work anywhere else, basically. Yeah. But it will work here. I'm confident it will. So steps for that is just. get it out, test it, see how it goes, make it better, improve it, just keep going, learn how to make, you know, how it can actually make us money.
Yeah.
You know, I want this to be my job at the end of the day, and just keep it going, and then just nail down in Portsmouth and just make it perfect, and then help as many people as possible. I just want to see how involved I can get, really. And then after that, just expand, just keep going. Maybe go down to Exeter. I can just chill down there, surf all the time. It'll be all right. And then come back to Portsmouth whenever I want, and that'll be it. So, that's the plan. So,
excellent. Yeah. Well, do you know, it's great to see it all come to fruition. I know how hard you've worked.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, we've been there when you've been on those journeys, wondering how you're going to fund stuff, do stuff. Yeah. So it's great to see it all coming together. Really excited for the launch and you know, it's going to be great to see university students actually using it. And it's nice that you've got those data analytics so that we can actually see how it's performing and understand it.
Yeah,
so
be cool.
Really looking forward to getting some updates from you on that. So brilliant. Wish you the best of luck with it. Definitely. But before we finish, it's tradition in Shaping Portsmouth podcasts that we always end by asking our guests to make a little recommendation of somewhere to go, something to do in Portsmouth. So you've obviously been around the city for a few years now. Had you been here at all before?
Never been here.
Before you came from Essex?
Never been here, no.
So, you know, you've had some time to get out and explore. What would be your top tip of somewhere to go or something to do in Portsmouth?
I would go to one of the cafes, right? So I'm going to shout out some of my favourites. So you've got South Sea Deli. That's top notch. You've got...
So where's that? Just for people to say...
is on Elm Grove. It is next to the Co-op.
Yeah.
What's another good... It's just sort of halfway down Elm Grove. Yeah. You can't really miss it. It's like a really nice old building. Green.
Yeah.
Go in there. Get a coffee, something to eat. Their tomatoes from the Isle of Wight are delicious as well, so definitely get that. But I would say swing by there, and then I say just head down Elm Grove onto Albert and just stop off to as many little quirky shops along that road as possible and just talk to the owners. Don't even have to buy anything, but just go in there. You've got the record shops, you've got Merlin's, you've got so many weird little things down there. You just talk to everyone. Maybe even do like a little coffee crawl as well, a little cafe crawl instead of a bar crawl.
Just go down there.
Just talk to people. Just talk to some shop owners.
Yeah.
And just get feel for it, because you'll go in there and then get their recommendations.
Yeah.
That is my recommendation.
Yeah. And then obviously if you're a student, when you go in, make sure you tap away.
Yeah, tap away. You get points.
Tap away, get the points.
Get discounts. So yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Go. Perfect.
So great recommendation there.
Thank you.
South Sea Deli.
And Merlin. Go sell it to Merlin as well. Merlin. Bright pink shop. Can't miss it.
Yeah. And
top
obviously,
quality guy.
Make sure you say that Lucas sent you.
Yeah, and he'll know. Yeah.
And just for any of those students that are listening who might want to download your app, how do they get it?
All right. Depends when it's released. But follow us on Instagram at LocalLinked.
Yep.
All one word. And then on in our bio you can tap and you can download the app through that.
And the website's up and running.
Website's been up and running for a year now.
Locallinked.co.uk.
.co.uk. Yeah, simple as that.
So and anyone can go there and have a little look at
And just keep an eye out as well, especially for we're gonna trial it until the end of the year, really.
Hmm.
But I think after that we'll keep it going. That's
brilliant.
It. Perfect.
What? It's been great chatting to you, Luca.
Thank you very much.
Wishing you the best of luck with the launch and really look forward to getting an update on how it's going.
Can't wait for you to use it as well. That'd
be cool. Thanks for talking to us.
Sweet. Nice one. Thank you for having me.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space and Portsmouth Community Lottery.